Welcome to episode 1436 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Those 10 guidelines are the 10 commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai about 3,500 years ago. And they reveal God's design for human flourishing. When God occupies the center of our lives, we learn to worship Him as He truly is, and to align our words and actions with our faith. We discover the freedom of trusting God enough to rest, and we learn to honor others by valuing life, practicing faithfulness in our relationships, stewarding responsibly what God has entrusted to us, and speaking truthfully. We find contentment in God's provision, no longer grasping for what belongs to others, but resting in the goodness of what He has given. That's a summary of the commandments, which we have been exploring for the past several months. Together, they teach us how to love God wholeheartedly, love our neighbors faithfully, and live with the peace, integrity, and purpose for which we were created. This week, we are going to review these 10 commandments through song. Each day, we will share two songs that speak to some of the theological themes we have explored throughout this series. Using music to help us reflect on God's vision for abundant life, and to hide these timeless truths more deeply in our hearts.
And God spoke all these words.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
We start with the first guideline, the first principle, which is focused on devotion. Flourishing begins when God occupies the center of our lives.
When I look upon the heavens and the work of your hands, when I see your mercy written across the oceans and the land, my heart remembers who you are, the faithful God who brought me through, and all the blessings of my journey lead me back to worship you. More than you've given, more than all you've done for me, I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with every part, with all my strength, with all
feels never ending, and my heart is turning numb. Still, your goodness goes before me. Still, your promises endure, and I find my deepest comfort in the presence of my Lord. More than all the things I've wanted. Oh,
You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below.
The second principle is about worship. We flourish when we worship God as He truly is, rather than remaking Him in our image.
Before thrones are stone, yeah, yeah. But we got our modern idols that we worship
on our own.
Some of us chase fame and fortune.
Hey.
Come on, some chase power and applause.
Oh.
Some are building kingdoms for ourselves,
oh.
Forgetting who the kingdom's for.
Lord, search my heart.
Show me what I put before you.
Only you are worthy.
Come on, oh.
Only you can save. Only you deserve the worship.
Only you deserve the praise.
Every idol will be broken.
Every false god fade away.
I will give you my devotion.
Followers, some trust money in the bank, some trust beauty, strength and status, things that vanish, things that change. But every idol leaves us empty, every promise turns to dust. There is only one foundation, only one that's worthy of our trust.
Chasing checks, looking everywhere except the one who gave us breath and purpose. The one whose love has always been worth it. Money can't save me, fame can't heal me, success can't hold me when life gets real. See, only Christ, only grace, only mercy every day. When the idols start calling, I'm choosing Yahweh, Yahweh.
You are greater than my ambition.
Greater than.
Father, thank you for the wisdom of your commandments and for the gift of your grace. Help us not merely to hear your truth, but to live it in our thoughts, words, and actions. Teach us to love you more deeply, love others more faithfully, and walk more closely with you each day. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.